Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Kelsey Lynn Brown in the Afternoon Show. This is our second episode. I'm your host, Kelsey Lynn Brown, for the beginning of the show. And there are some special guests chirping around here. We'll see if we hear them later on. Thanks for joining us. And I have a little cricket that is monitoring the lines. If you call in, you can talk or share an experience or ask a question or have some fun with us today. So what we did this past weekend, since we've been going over some of the events that we have been attending, we went to the UFO MegaCon. So a UFO mega conference. It was a 7-day event, all day event, starting around 8 a.m. until the late evening, 9 or 10 or even later on some occasions. This was held in Laughlin, Nevada. It's about an hour and a half from Las Vegas. And the UFO MegaCon was held in the Aquarius Hotel. And this was an event that has taken place for many, many years. And many different speakers have come through, including Mr. David Icke in 1999. So there were speakers like Mary Rodwell that spoke about hybrid children and the hybrid programs and abductions. And there were many experiencers there as well that have had their own experiences with the different beings on the different planets and also in their dream visions. Some of these people shared what they're experiencing as well. The UFO MegaCon was very interesting because there was someone there with the name of the Visitor. I read some writings by Dwayne the Great Writer where he had a conversation with the Visitor. And this Visitor went around all of the tables because this was a UFO MegaCon. So what we had was a big ballroom and a stage and lights and recording of these different speakers from around the earth, including Carrie Cassidy, who's very well known as Project Camelot on YouTube, George Norrie, who's very well known on Coast to Coast Radio, which our friend Keith Ranch here was involved in starting with Area 51 very many years ago, before people were really out in the open on YouTube and the internet was really a resource for people to connect about their ET or alien or spaceship or my lab experiences. So within this hotel, there was also a floor designated for the mega conference with bending tables, health machines, also scanners to scan for implants to see if you have certain types of metals within your cell for tagging purposes of experimentation with these different alien groups like the reptilians, the Orions, and the Dracos, and other species that do experimentations on humans, including people that are in human bodies here with the military industrial complex and the governments. So many different tables where there were psychics, there were different healers as well. There was different Tesla technologies being presented. And there was also UFO TV, the UFO TV network with the individual that compiled so many of the videos and documentaries about UFOs and other beings that are referred to as extraterrestrials or even aliens on this planet. And so we talked with him for a while as well. Krista Reza, Galactic Fairy, was there along with Arcturus Ra. And these are very interesting people, along with there was a lady that had a skull. And she referred to it as Bob, made by a shaman. And it was a very interesting experience and story and other experiences she had that she shared with us about people's experiences with this carved crystal skull, Bob, and it granting wishes and certain things of that nature. So along comes through all of this casino and desert and staircases and escalators and UFO beams. And also Mitra Johnston was there with the Starseed Awakening group, who Henry and I have spoken with and shared the new you many times. And she actually shared with us that she tested it that night when we were there at the UFO MegaCon, and she met with her galactic group and those galactic beings that she has a connection with. And so here comes in through the double doors a individual that has a head that looks like a huge ant and a huge alien type looking attire, Martian a bit. Green clothing, looks like bright green goo just dripping from this body type walking through the doors. And so this visitor, who Duane the Great Writer has written extensively about and had some real experiences with, actually came to warn all of the people at this event, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people at this event, coming through this event, not to mention all of the invisible beings that were hanging out at that event, because there was a lot of reptilians there and different dark entities and that were taking a lot of the energy from people there. They were really sucking off of that energy and thriving in their own way off of the energy of others at this event. Because the real cure for all is not being shared. When people are letting you know about the different things that are taking place on the earth, like with the reptilians as an example, it can become very scary, and you become open up as well. You start to open yourself up to where now these reptilians can actually start to come into your aura more so and show up for you more so, and sometimes frightening ways. So we actually have the real cure for all here with the new you, new sound, and it's a sound from the real universes beyond creation, and it's supported by life itself and the real universal guides that provide real guidance and real education. So you can learn about all of these things taking place and what's affecting you here, and actually become more aware and learn to use your own real awareness as your real protection, so that you don't need anything here to try and heal yourself, et cetera. You can learn to become more aware beyond all of your five bodies that you're operating in multiple dimensions. You can recognize that real awareness that you have. So that's what Duane the Great Writer has presented and shared with so many on this earth, and more so than earth. And that's a whole interesting video I suggest everyone listen to, especially if you refer to yourself or the term of resonate, the old term of resonate with the word starseed or indigo child or crystal child, etc., Orion, starseed, draconian, reptilian, anything of that nature, or if you are aware that you are a hybrid or have hybrid children, have been used in these hybrid programs, my lab military programs, I suggest as soon as you have the opportunity to go and listen to Orion Queen Part 1 through 3 on my YouTube channel, Kelsey Lynn Brown. It's Lynn with an E. And that's the Orion Queen Parts 1 through 3 with Duane the Great Writer, Universal Seer, and Claudette Stockman, Universal Seer. So if you just type in Kelsey Lynn Brown, Orion Queen, you should get the video. I have another video on my YouTube channel, which is a compiled video of other videos other people have done that explain the Orion Queen and Enki and Enlil. But a lot of that as well is not what has been presented. It's not the reality, because what I have learned from others is that the Orion Queen has been portrayed as a wonderful, gracious being. And what was found out through actually meeting with her multiple times on the real side, life is, and having multiple conversations, confrontations, and trying to share something very real and wonderful to support her and her planet and the natural environment and the people here, is that she was actually non-compliant and was actually the individual that sent Enki to Earth to take it over and start to harvest people's illusion, tap blind people, and created the gods and the god ideas. And this was what was found out. It's a little bit of a revealing now for people to find out what's real, because a lot of things are looking very good on the surface, like things like Reiki and different healing modalities. But actually what is found out many times is that the person is taking energy from the person they're supposed to be healing, or that a person is behind the so-called healer and taking energy from that person. And also, I've seen this myself happen with people that are healing other people, and they end up taking on all of that karma, so that energy, and now they have to deal with it. So if you are someone that does these things or participates in these activities, then I suggest to implement the new you, new sound with whatever it is that you're doing, so that you can actually ask the real universal guides to come into whatever session it is you're doing, if it's hypnosis or regression or any type of therapy or whatever it is that you are experiencing or deciding or doing with others, to, if your intent is to assist them to do better for themselves, become more aware, and learn to recognize what it is that individual is and what that individual is actually doing here with the bigger picture, then sing the new you, new sound with your clients or these people you're assisting, and also share it with them and let them know that they can sing it if they would like to become more actually ailing themselves, so they can learn to heal themselves and also learn to see beyond the healings and chasing healings and being exactly whatever it is the person is looking for. What they're really looking for is their real awareness, and to recognize that and see what it is you and everyone is actually doing here, and then to do it and share it with others. And so for us, it makes sense to do something real with the all-natural environment. The natural environment supports us. So this visitor comes in, and he tells everyone about taplining at this event. He's doing some holographic-type things on the walls, doing different technologies with different languages as well, telling people about taplining in 7 earthly languages: Chinese, French, Russian, Arabic, German, Spanish, and English, and Indonesian as well. There are even some indigenous languages that are very unfamiliar to me, and some Sanskrit. And the visitor told everyone about taplining, which we found a lot of people, actually almost everyone, had not heard of taplining. They had never heard the term or really even seen it happening on their bodies or others. And so that's something that I suggest as well, as the reporter here, the all-natural reporter, is to pay attention and see if you have, well, actually, it's not if, because everyone has tap lines here on the earth, but see what your tap lines are and see if you still want to keep those tap lines. And this is really cool because you can do this yourself. You can learn to see your own path lines and release them if you would like. And the real universal guides will show you, will come in and assist you how to do that by giving you real experiences so that you can learn more and a lot quicker on the real side than you would here physically alone by yourself without having any real guidance or paying attention to your real side and dream vision experiences. Because right now I've become aware that the real universal guides are showing everyone about the new year, new sound on earth. So it's really about who's paying attention and what experiences you're having and what you're willing to do with your own experiences, which is really fun because I've just recently been spending more time with Instagram, this social media app that a lot of the younger generations I've seen are using, and I'm sure people of all ages are using. I'm sure some extraterrestrials are on there as well. I don't know about the ducks. They're probably fine in the water and just swimming and looking for food, even though we had a lot of chemtrails, which I would like to mention as well. We went to Laughlin, Nevada, and here in California, we have many chemtrails. Same thing in Nevada, chemtrails. We went to Arizona. There were chemtrails, a very massive amount of chemtrails, actually, down by the Colorado River. And I found out that Arizona is one of the bases where people actually, the chemtrail pilots are flying out of. So it was totally covered there, even in the so-called middle of nowhere of Arizona, down in the valleys and down by the Hoover Dam. We actually went by and there was chemtrails all there as well. And of course, in Las Vegas, Nevada, many chemtrails. So the entire United States and the entire earth is being covered in chemtrails right now. And it's just very, very real what's taking place. So I've been on Instagram lately and I have been sharing the new you, new sound, and Dwayne the Great Writer's writings and real side experiences from people around Earth that are singing the new you, new sound. And also, I have been adding some different images that Eva Shari Schoen of Germany has created alongside Dwayne the Great Writer. And through that process of sharing those images and leaving comments and doing a few likes here and there on Instagram, and it's more fun to leave a comment or just direct message I found with people on Instagram. So I've been finding a lot of businesses on Instagram, and I've really been having fun chatting with the people that have created these businesses. Like, there's one gal doing handmade crochet clothing. Her name's Danielle up in NorCal, and she's doing handmade festival clothing. And if you're interested in her Instagram, then you can just send me a message, and I'll let everyone know my Instagram is Miss Kelsey Is. So it's MissKelseyIs. And I have since met a couple individuals on Instagram that are singing the new you. And one of them just let me know she's from Texas. And she is very fluent in Spanish and is going to be able to translate a little bit more of what we're sharing here into Spanish, because there are so many Spanish speakers on the earth. And it's just wonderful, the people that actually support the natural environment. And I really appreciate the people that do promote it. Realistically, there is a total demise happening on Earth right now that most people are unconscious of, and they're unconscious how they're agreeing to it, because a lot of people are still agreeing to the religions, the spiritual paths, the Om and the Om and the Amen, and these things are actually taplining, they're restricting, and they're actually making things worse on Earth right now and throughout the different life levels, because they involve so many limited restrictions, ideas, and they use the belief, and it's all about what you think is what these different taglines that people have are, that are actually contributing to ruining the earth and the planet. So this is why the life decided the new you, new sound, and now it's time for everyone to wake up to the new you, new sound and start to see it and become more aware, because it's the natural sound with nature, and nature will respond to you. When you sing this new you, new sound, you will become more aware with your real awareness, and you can start to recognize how to communicate and understand the natural environment and the all-natural environment, and that's the plants, the animals, the birds, the earth, the wind, the fruits and vegetables and everything here. And you can even discover the fairies and the gnomes and the different beings with the all-natural environment and the mermaids. And even you can recognize real universes beyond creation. But our first step here with the UFO Megacon is letting people know about taglining, and that's what the visitor came through and did. And we found him on the side of the road. Later at the show, and he was looking for a pizza place. So we actually took him to a pizza buffet down in Laughlin, Nevada, and that was a real trip, because the way he eats is he takes one of his little glowing nostrils and he sticks it into the food, and it just goes right through his nose. And then he even told us that he poos out of his little antennal ears. So it's like quite an interesting experience, but this is what some of the beings on Earth do. It's like if you saw a seahorse or a reptile and you see it in its natural environment, it does things a little bit different, like the seahorses, the males carry the babies. So it's a very interesting experience that we had this past weekend in Laughlin, Nevada. And you can follow me on Instagram. Is one of the best ways to stay up to date with what it is that we're doing and we're sharing and what's happening now. And that's Miss Kelsey is my Instagram. And I do a little bit of Snapchat as well. And that Snapchat name is Kelsey. It's actually Miss Kelsey Lynn. So it's just MISS. My name Kelsey and my middle name Lynn with an E. And we do a little bit of updates on there and have a little bit of fun. It's a lot of it, it's a personal type app, but you can also upload images there, which is cool. So sometimes I'm able to upload the images that Ava and Dwayne have done as well. It's a very quick app, so it's like you really have to keep it interesting. I read that people are quickly just like scroll through whatever it is you post, but it's something. I've gotten a few replies on Snapchat about what it is that the new you is, and also someone actually told me they were seeing the new you and had this amazing real side experience where they flew up through a crystal, like an amethyst crystal, and then they flew into a yellow type jaguar crystal from Africa, and it took them to the top of one of the pyramids. And then one of the real universal guides, Rebazar, showed them something up in the clouds. It was a message, and it said, "This is for you." And so it was a confirmation of the new year, new sound. And they flew through the cloud. And then as they were coming back down to Earth, they actually saw some pink Himalayan salt crystals. And it was showing them that the crystals on the Earth are responding to the new year, new sound. And it will support us while on the Earth. And it's not that we have to bring them into our houses necessarily. It's just that they are here and they are responding because they're recognizing that they're being destroyed as well. And also the person then came down to their bed in their room. And in the morning when they woke up, they had a letter in the mail where they just got a ticket for a journey across the country, actually, that they had been waiting for for a very, very long time. And so it was just something fun, you know, these different little fun confirmations. And so that was on Snapchat, surprisingly. So my Snapchat is Miss Kelsey Lynn. You can Snapchat, add me there, and Instagram are a couple of the best places, and go through my Instagram and you can see what I've posted. There's some writings by Dwayne, the great writer, there. And if you want to get updated daily on the writings by Dwayne, the great writer, then go to wonderfulworldwideeducators.com/new articles. And I would just go to wonderfulworldwideeducators.com and then open the tab, new articles, and start to read those. And those are updated daily. And then there should be somewhere on that website that you can subscribe to those blog posts, and you'll get updated the second that they're posted if you subscribe on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. There's a few places to subscribe, so just go ahead and subscribe everywhere. Especially if, I'd say maybe one of the easiest ways is click on one of the blogs and then go down to the bottom and it should say subscribe to this blog, and that's for sure going to get you subscribed to the blog if you fill out that form there. So that's a little bit of the update of what we've been doing and sharing, and you can catch some of it on my Instagram, and I do Snapchat a little bit, but those stories go away in 24 hours. So you can look at Instagram, Facebook Live. I do a lot of Facebook Lives, starting to do some Instagram Lives as well, and to get updated and see what it is that we're all sharing here with the new presentation, the new foundation club, the new wave water club, and our deuterium depleted water, which we also have an Instagram account for, and we have an Instagram as well for Rebazaar and Nations United Universal University, because I was actually shown how the real universal guides see the universal university and what it can lead to, and it's this invisible position beyond clouds that only the very few can see that have the heart for it, kind of. They are kind of like on a Knights of the Round Table, and it's a really, really cool view. So I appreciate everybody for watching. Be sure to friend or follow me on Facebook, Kelsey Lynn Brown, and Twitter. So thanks for listening. And Twitter is Miss Kelsey Is as well. And I'd love to hear from any other creatures or guests or people for a closing. Maybe we can get a little bunny or something to close for us.
Oh, hi, Kelsey. I don't know about closing, but I do have a question for you, if you have time.
Oh, I have plenty of time, sure. I wasn't sure if someone was on and if Bunny wanted to speak English with everyone. What's the question?
Yeah, I'm not a bunny, though. I'm a cricket. And so I've been going around these different levels and dimensions just to get the different views and things, and anyone can do it. It's pretty fun. So I was watching Dwayne few years ago, but so the past few, and he's making an image. It's interesting, and it's about tap lining and that kind of stuff, and talking about all the different spiritual stuff. So it's kind of interesting, and religious things and how it's all tap lining, and so he's talking about how the UFO thing, there's all this information, you know, spiritual, religious, and scientific, galactic information. And sure, some of it's useful, relevant, and things, but a lot of it's tap lining, from my understanding. And the thing I was seeing is that there's one thing on the image, and it said that atheism was less tap lining because it doesn't involve really much belief. It's just kind of, it's just what it is, and I don't really know much about atheism. Haven't really looked into it, but it's like not believing in stuff is what my understanding, and I understand that the new presentation and wonderful worldwide educators, you are wonderful, and it's not about belief, so it's real cool. And what I'm saying is, so all the people at the UFO MegaCon, they must have been pretty tap-lined, because they got all these beliefs and stuff. So I was just wondering if you could talk about when you're talking to people about tap-lining, if how they saw it, if it was from their current belief systems, or if you really see they're going to pay attention to what you're doing, or why they're not paying attention, and if you could just share your view on those people, because, you know, their intent might be good, but they might be tap-lined. So, yeah, if you could just talk a bit about that, that would be great. Thanks.
Thanks, Jiminy. Sure, I'll do my best to answer that question. Just got a couple of text messages from Mary Duffy. We just sent out some new books to Mary Duffy in Pennsylvania today. She's the new homeschool, the new mom with her two children singing New Year. So many wonderful real estate experiences. Really want to promote Mary and Mary's radio show that she has on Sundays and interviewing different moms or dads or just people that are supporting children with the natural environment. Just like last week, she had on a permaculture instructor that shares with children how to do permaculture gardening and just wonderful, really fun things that children and people can do. So, Henry, or Jiminy, I'm not sure what your name tag says, but I would say that the people there, they are doing what they're doing, and we shared with them what taplining is, and they, like I mentioned, none of them had heard of it before. There was one person there that had something that he sees when he's doing his viewings, and he sees ribbons that are attached to different people and different entities. So that's a form of an attachment as well. Now, if he will look into what we're doing, that's going to be up to him and up to everyone, because most people, they're just learned a lot of knowledge or had a lot of training or a lot of initiations or a lot of experience with whatever it is they are, and they've become very invested in that. So in a way, they will just continue with whatever it is that they were doing before. Maybe they'll look at what we're doing later. Maybe they'll look at it right now, and we'll see who will do what here while we're on Earth, because it's dying. The Earth is dying, and there's a lot of young people at these conventions and a lot of young people here on Earth, and children and people and beings that want to come in, and plants and animals. And with the unconscious agreement on the planet, it's being destroyed to where people cannot have their full experience here, and their experiences are being cut short, and it's taking a long time to get through this whole process. And I've heard Dwayne say before that there are some people that may never get out of creation. So anyone that hears about this and the new and new sound is very, very fortunate, and someone that can decide to do something very wonderful. And I suggest that you do and have some fun with it, like this radio show and like we do. And we have Tell It Like It Is Tim on this evening, this afternoon. And Tell It Like It Is Tim has his own show on Wednesdays, either at noon or 3 p.m. Pacific time. Tim is a miner prospector and has a whole lot of experience. So I suggest you listen to his show, and he's going to be interviewing some interesting people soon. And you know what? While you're here, Tim, I'll just go ahead and tell you that one of the people at this convention, this UFO MegaCon convention we went to, his name is Steve Colburn, and we wanted to interview Steve live, or at least record it on my phone, because the Aquarius Hotel actually was blocking out a signal to receive cell phone data. So So we would have had to pay for Wi-Fi, and it was a whole ordeal to even figure out where to pay for Wi-Fi. And by that time, we were leaving for the day. So anyhow, there was an Alien Evidence Incorporated. They call themselves AEI, and it's Steve Colvern. And he was setting up a tent, a black tent. And what it was to examine for alien implants and UFO crash debris on your body. Now, I don't know if this was just within, inside the body, or if this was in the aura, in the astral body, or what they were exactly examining for. I saw the black tent being set up, and there was chairs and different instruments within the tent, but the individual had left before we could really ask what his particular setup was doing. And so this was Alien Evidence Incorporated, AEI, Scientific Analysis of Alien Implants and UFO Crash Debris. And they're located in Oxnard, California. Their area code is 850. It's actually 850-625-2549 is one of the numbers, and they have another number, 805-485-9395. steve@neurotronstarnanotech.com and alienevidenceinc.webs, that's webs.com. And this would be, I see, a very interesting individual to interview, the Stephen Colbert, and what it is that he's finding and what his setup or machine is, what he's using to examine for this. Is he finding the physical and the astral body, what his experiences are, and if he has any experiences as well. And it would be a fun show if you're looking for individuals to interview and talk with, and possibly he could put you in contact with some others as well. And just as something fun to do. I know you're in a fun area too in Oregon. It's so beautiful there. I just heard that they were having some kind of event, like we've been going to these conscious life expos and these 5D events, which are like with healers, psychics, and usually people that have a healthy physical lifestyle and thing, physical health. And one of their friends was going there, and to Portland, actually. And I've been to Portland, very nice. So maybe we'll go to some events there. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, Tim, if you're there, I'd like to give you this individual, Steve Colbert's information, and possibly he'll come on your show, and that might be fun. So do you have an email that's good for you, Tim? Are you there?
Yeah. I think it's TimothyVP1950.com.
Okay, Tim, is it at Yahoo or is it at Gmail?
I think it's Yahoo.
Are you able to check that on your iPad?
Let's see.
Or your tablet.
I'll see if I can find out how to check it.
I could send it to you in Skype, actually, if that's easier.
Yeah, that's real good. Yeah,
okay,
Val was talking about that fella, and I haven't got a hold of him yet. He gave me a 525-463-1994 number.
That's actually a different guy. That's a different, that's a different fellow, yeah. That's someone else.
Yeah.
He's with more of the Tesla technology, and he hosts all of these conventions in New Mexico with all these different anti-gravity spaceship technologies, and like they have deuterium depleted water there and infrared saunas. And it's like, I talked to him a little bit. He refers to it as like a hardware show where these are more like people presenting experiences, et cetera. So Yeah, that's a different guy. He's in New Mexico. This guy here, this is Steve Colburn. None of us met him. I just grabbed one of his business cards and I saw his setup. And he's an Oxnard, so that's the 805. But I'll give it to you in Skype. And maybe I'll drop you to someone else, too, that might be fun. I think he's this other person we talked to is in Arizona. So he has a education center and a clinic. He might be a cool guy, too. He's the one that I referred to on this show. I talked to him about tap lining, let him know what that is, and he said that he often sees ribbons tied to other people during his sessions when he's talking with people and him doing his training of exactly what he's doing with the education. So that might be someone else. But did you want to share anything, Tim, on the show today, or say anything, or talk to Jiminy Cricket? Tim, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I was on mute. I was thinking about what you were mentioning about healers taking on other people's karma. And in some ways, it doesn't make sense to me that someone else would have to have debts for someone else. But I just guess that's the way it works. But it is interesting that a person can interfere with another person's experiences or things that they've created in themselves, and then another person can, by what they do, take on the other person's effects for the causes that the other person did.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot. We all take on a lot here, but what's cool is that people can learn to heal themselves or just even support each other and talking with each other. We were talking with Dwayne the other day, Henry Val and I, and that's the basic idea was, well, people can become healed just by talking. You can just have retreat centers and things like that and have conversations with the person, and they can actually heal themselves because of that exchange. And people can sing the new you too, and they can see what to eat on the real side or what to do or their tap lines or what they're agreeing to and why they have all of this effects and karma and these health situations, and at the same time just understand it, because we're on earth and everything here is poisoned, and because of the unconscious, that it's the way it is here. So it's going to take a lot to transform that. So we're all just dealing with it and waking up to do the best thing we can while we're here. So we're having fun. I like this show. Thank you, Tim. Did you want to say anything else?
I don't think so right now.
Okay, everybody, thanks for watching our show. And I keep saying watching because I'm seeing the possibility of everyone just seeing something wonderful on the real side while listening to the show and seeing more for themselves and becoming more aware. So thanks for listening, and please do copy and paste the link. You're welcome to post this show on your channels or your platforms, and you're welcome to re-upload it. If you would keep our contact information, which is Kelsey Lynn Brown, my Skype ID is Miss Kelsey Is, and my Instagram is Miss Kelsey Is, my Snapchat Miss Kelsey Lynn, and you can contact me on Facebook as well, and I can give you my email from there if you would like to personally email me. But we have a contact form on wonderfulworldwideeducators.com. So if you go to wonderfulworldwideeducators.com, there's a contact us section and there's a contact form there, and that'll go to our customer service WWE@gmail.com account. So if you have any any questions or you need some assistance or want to get involved or whatever, you're trying to contact any of us, just contact us at customerservicewwe@gmail.com. That's where I receive most of the orders for books, whether they be paperback, PDF, or hardcover. And I will get those to you as soon as possible. That's actually me that is usually replying to those emails and on customer service and getting you your books. And I have to do that all manually, so it takes a few days. And when you order paperback or hardcover books, it can take up to 2 weeks because they have to be printed on demand. Sometimes they come a little sooner, 4 to 7 days, but sometimes it's a little bit longer, depending on how many orders the printing company has. So thanks, everybody, and contact us. Get involved. Come listen to our Skype calls. We have a Skype call coming up the first week of April, this Saturday, and that's with Charles from Africa. Charles from Africa has a Saturday Skype call, the first and third Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And Kevin of the United Kingdom has a Sunday call, 10 a.m. the second and fourth Sunday of every month. And if there's a fifth weekend in any month, then there are no scheduled Skype calls. So the first and third Saturday at 10 a.m. with Charles, and the second and fourth Sunday at 10 a.m. with Kevin. And those are Pacific Standard Time, so California, Oregon, Washington time, to join us. And to join us on those Skype calls, add me on Skype ID, Miss Kelsey Is, MissKelseyIs, and come on to our Skype calls. And also, we appreciate any contributions, donations, whether it be in check, money order, or in the form of cash or Bitcoin. We'll accept Bitcoin as well with a certain amount of Bitcoin, RVs, land, or any health products or machines. We're a 501c3 nonprofit, California 501c3 nonprofit, New Presentation Foundation, NU Presentation Foundation for the animals and the nature and your oceans. So we will accept donations, and you can do a tax write-off as well with the New Presentation Foundation if you would like to donate anything of that nature, or if you have any ideas or you would like some sort of exchange for the new books or the true courses or the new wave water, please let us know. We can work something out and we can make sense of it if you have anything that can support us here and what it is we're doing to share with everyone. We're also starting to do more interviewing. So if you would like to donate any high quality video recording equipment or cameras, you are welcome to do so, as we are starting our projects and we have different musical projects coming up with the new UNU sound as well that you're going to be able to listen to. And you're welcome to send me a video of you singing the new you, new sound, whether you're standing on your head, swimming in the ocean, at the river, or eating a sandwich. And then you should definitely send me a video of you singing the new you while you're doing that. And I'm going to compile it and show people around the earth others singing new you, so everybody can not be so afraid if they choose and become more aware and wonderful and just do something that makes sense here. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And if you need to contact me, give me a call on Skype. I will get back to you whenever I can. And also start your own Skype groups, your own Skype chats, your own Facebook groups, and share with others and learn to support each other. And I would be really open to come to one of those
Skype calls or Skype support calls if you would like to hear and understand anything more about what it is we're doing with the natural environment or our projects or how you can get involved or purchasing any of the new books or anything like that. If you would like to purchase anywhere over 30 new books at a time, then 30 of one new book at a time to give to others or even sell, let me know and we can work something out. We can have fun with it. Same thing with the New Wave Water. We're here to support everyone, and that includes ourselves when we do that. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will see you on the real side. And please do remember to write down your dream visions and share them when you can. Anything wonderful and that makes sense. You don't have to share the personal stuff or anything like that, but just some wonderful, awesome, beautiful, lovely experiences, or any, if you want to share any warnings or anything like that you're seeing. But a lot of times they even have to do with you personally. When you see earthquakes and things like that, it can have to do with your own personal life and what you're deciding and doing in creation. But please do share, and you can also call Tim here. Tim has his own radio show on Wednesdays, and you can contact Tim on Facebook. Tim goes live at 6 p.m. reading A Journey to Real Freedom by Dwayne the Great Writer, and you can talk with Tim, and Tim can share some experiences with you as well, because Tim is very seasoned here on Earth and with what we're doing. So thanks, everybody, for listening, and we will see you next time. Please share this link. Bye-bye.